trusting God on the pitch. John 1, 17, preparing the way. And he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Only God would choose a barren mother and an elderly father to bring forth one of the greatest prophets of all time. But why now? And why at this moment? See, this was the moment of God's choosing, because the vessel that would carry the Savior, Mary, was finally of age and ready to be used. The time of Jesus' arrival was nearing, but according to the prophecy in Isaiah 40 and 3, there had to be a forerunner. Now enters John. As I read the scripture about John the Baptist, it became more and more evident that he held one of the most significant positions in all of scripture. Did you see that? John holds one of the most significant positions in all of scripture. He would be the opening act for God's greatest story. John is both the great example and the great exception, positioning the one for greatness by becoming heaven's greatest usher, ushering in God's best to position us for success. Wow. Have you ever known that you would be the one to create, position, and place others, but that the work you put forth would not be for you, but for those that would follow you? I know this all too well. I know what you're thinking, but this is actually the story of my life. All too often, God has allowed me to start or build something, but never take it to the next level, never be able to go all the way through. I often wondered why until I ran into John the Baptist. This guy, God's greatest usher, he was dripping with prophecy over his head, infused with the Spirit from the womb, had the power of Elijah on him. Why? To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Did you see that? He was born to make people ready. I want that. I want to make people ready. I want to position people to prepare their hearts, to help them get set, get ready for a coming king. No more complaining about what could have been, or the position I should have been in, or the role I should have played. No, I'm in good company with Elizabeth's son. John the Baptist is essentially heaven's greatest center mid. What's the role of a center mid? To assist you, to recognize when you're open, to prepare the atmosphere, to change and shift things, but ultimately to help you get in a position to finish. John's job was simple: help Jesus get in a position to finish. Now God is asking us to do the same. Help others get in position to finish. But beloved, we can never put anybody else in position until we are in positions ourselves. When you are out of position, you cannot position anyone else. God is prompting us, prompting you and prompting me to play the role that he's put before us. Man, I want to be like John the Baptist. I want to be the setup man for a Savior. I want to be the setup man to help people reach their goal. Are you willing to help others get in position? Are you ready to be God's forerunner, preparing the way? Do you recognize the importance of the moment that is in front of you? I hope so. Man, let's get after it. Let's go and prepare the way. Let's pray. God, help me to recognize the moment you've called me to. Help me to understand the importance of my position. Continue to prepare me as I fight to prepare others. Help me to be like John the Baptist. I want to usher people into their best. I want to usher them into the right place. I want to usher them into the right position. But I must first find myself in the right place and in the right position. Continue to prepare me as I continue to prepare those around me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's go.